This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scottsdale.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
The FDA, grab them from behind. Leave those horses alone.
Did you just say the FDA is grabbing horses behind?
No, we were on the track, you and me, and they grabbed us by the behind.
Oh,
yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, no. They're trying to save the horses, apparently. Protect those horses. Somehow the FDA more concerned about horses than you and me and the health of the human beings. Yeah, really. We're going to go back to 1906. Do we have any? Was that song? William? Was that the William Tell Overture? What was that? That was the Lone Ranger
William
thing.
Tell
right?
Overture.
Yeah. Was that out in 1906? Find out when they wrote that. I think that was after.
Okay.
Because we're going back before it. I think 1906, the Pure Food and Drug Act, Dr. Harvey Wiley. Right. We go back to the origins of the FDA, or the predecessor of the modern day FDA, back in the early part of the 20th century. And we hit the racetrack, not with cars.
You ready for a little history lesson here?
Yeah, how old is that song?
You are incorrect, sir.
It's before that?
The William Tell Overture premiered in 1829.
Nice! Okay, all right, see? This is where I need a Liam Sheff. He knows all the musics, and of course he's departed from us, but that guy would know it all in that regard. And we got a memorial service coming up. If you're in the Southern California region, we're going to be in the Los Angeles area at the Self Realization Fellowship July the 7th, just so you know, at 10 a.m. to noon. A beautiful, beautiful place where we're going to do the memorial service slash party for Liam. And if you're in the Southern California region at that time, please let Joni Abbott, no. She has to confirm the numbers for those of you who are planning to attend the memorial. So we hope to see you there. Folks, there's some issues of federal supremacy on tap today as well. Or is it state supremacy? 10th Amendment. And I think we'll see Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, who knew Liam as well, says he's coming to the service. So thank you, Michael. All right, going back to 1906. So apparently this William Tell Overture was well preceding that. I was just going on journeys, right? If we go back to 1906, I'm thinking, was the music before or after that? And that goes way back, so I wasn't sure. But the FDC, the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, as its modern-day incarnation has developed, happened in 1938, actually passed, signed into law in 1939. There was some good and there was a lot of bad. The good was that the homeopathic pharmacopoeia of the United States was grandfathered in thanks to Royal Copeland, senator from Michigan, who was also a doctor and a homeopath. It's a whole story that you don't know if you don't know history, because most people don't. They don't learn it. They don't even know what the Flexner Report is. Now, the Food Drug Act of 1906 was 4 years prior to the Flexner Report of 1910. And who knew that the FDA was given authority over horse racing? Did you know that, Super Don? I mean, all the times we've covered the FDA team.
I did not know that until this morning as I was taking a look at the news, and here was this headline, FDA. Protecting the integrity of horse racing since 1906.
Really?
And I'm looking at it, I'm going, is that like a different FDA? Does it stand for something else that has the same acronym? No, it turns out it's the actual FDA.
Yeah, so the FDA and horses going way back. Now, I don't know what kind of illicit activity is going on there, but the FDA claims it's protecting horses. There's their Office of Criminal Investigation. They've investigated and been involved in the prosecution of this Murray Rojas, a veteran horse trainer and non-veterinarian, okay, who was indicted on allegations that we need a lawyer here, inter alia, from 2002 through 2014. Murray Rojas is a she directed the administering of prohibited substances to the horses she trained prior to over 40 separate horse races at the Penn National Racecourse in Granville, Pennsylvania, just outside of Harrisburg. So the FDA is going after them on, I don't know, some obscure regulation or claim that they have jurisdiction here. And she claimed, hey, no, it wasn't a problem really because I had a veterinarian inject all of these things. And that's all okay. And so they were going for dismissal. Apparently, the FDA still wants in. And the judge said, you know what, it may not be that simple as just having a veterinarian doctor inject it. They have to prescribe it in the course of their veterinary practice. Now, be that as it may, it's an interesting start to the horse race of the FDA in the early part of the 20th century. Because they're still involved in horse racing in a big time way, except a different kind of horse race. And it relates to the pharmaceutical horses, the drug industry. Racing to create the next new blockbuster drug. And rather than enforcing and protecting the human horses, right, that are going to be injected with this stuff, much less, you know, horse pilled to death, it's on the side of the horses and the veterinarians making sure that these injections are taking place massively across the board to all the human horses. The FDA is in the horse race, but it's in the horse race for Big Pharma. I mentioned the concept of federal supremacy. We also have, with federal supremacy, the concept that the FDA has the legal binding authority over all of the states when it comes to regulating drugs, protecting us from dangerous drugs or adulterated substances and foods. The irony was Harvey Wiley really meant well and intended that there was an agency that would protect the health of the public and would keep the food supply from becoming adulterated and contaminated and dangerous and deadly. But what has happened would have Harvey Wiley rolling over in his grave to the point where there'd be an underground tornado if he's still there. Because instead of protecting the public, it's protecting the interest of the drug industry and those industries that adulterate and poison the food supply with additives, preservatives, colorings, flavoring, etc. And rather than defending the real natural, not that that's defined, order of the universe, that is food that is unadulterated, that is pure food, right? They have fallen down on the side of the adulterators, the poisoners, the intoxicators, defending the drug companies from the people that they poison, the horses, the horse people that they poison. Who are some of the horse people we know about? Super Don, you know any horse people?
Hello.
Yeah, Mr. Ed.
I'm Mr. Ed.
Yeah. Could be a couple of female pundits on TV. But we'll
referring to the probably the real horse race that we're focusing on here.
Yes.
You know, it would be Merck would come in first, mm-hmm. right? GSK would come in second.
Yeah.
Maybe Pfizer would come in third, and let's say Sanofi Pasteur would be I don't know horse racing that well, but I know there's like another thing where you have first, second, and third, and then there's...
They have place. They win show or place.
Show,
right? Something
show
like
play,
that.
Right. Yeah.
You know, the thing is, the first place is always the FDA, because the higher-ups at the FDA that do good by those horses, those pharmaceutical horses, they end up with cushy jobs. Right? They become horse trainers without portfolio. They don't need one. They're given lots of cash and other considerations. Think... Even in the CDC, this happens with Merck. Julie Gerberding, right, goes to Merck and takes over the $5 billion vaccine division, having never acknowledged a danger to a vaccine that she was overseeing at the CDC in the early part of the 20th century. So what do we got, state supremacy or federal supremacy? I bring up the 10th Amendment now because it's very interesting what's happening over this opioid addiction scenario, the opiates. And this is the states treating drug makers like street drug dealers to address the U.S. opioid epidemic. They're going after them like the criminals that they are on the state level. The FDA wouldn't do it. In fact, the FDA was egging them on. Yeah, sure, we believe all of your science about opiates and opioids not being that addictive, even though they were only designed for extreme circumstances under short-term duration of prescribing. Oh, you said it would be okay to give it to for chronic pain, too? Based on what? Your own science? Or is that going off-label? FDA, they'll pay no attention to that. Let those horses run wild. And, of course, it's a disaster on the state level because the states are already going bankrupt because of the inability to pay for the drug addiction, the crime associated with it, the deaths, the addiction removal. I mean, it's a disaster of epic proportions. And the states are going, you know what? FDA, pound sand. We're taking this on. So now the 10th Amendment, I think, and I predicted this, would ultimately overturn the federal supremacy, the claimed federal supremacy of the FDA, the Fear and Death Administration. And we're in the throes of that. The opioid epidemic and addiction epidemic, the death epidemic, that is superseded now the heroin epidemic, which is bad. And the states went, well, the FDA didn't do its job. Let's go take them on a criminal basis or even on a civil basis. We're going to sue them and we're going to get them to reveal the lies that they used in order to promulgate or propose or proffer that their drugs, their opioid drugs, were safe for long-term use, that they weren't really all that addicting or addictive. And I said one day the states will get wise and will kick the FDA's aspirin out of their states and will allow the people to heal with all the natural things the FDA doesn't want you to address or utilize. And the states will protect the people the way the FDA is not. And that they would protect them genuinely from dangerous, toxic, addicting, and deadly pharmaceutical drugs resulting in 106,000 to 225,000 to 784,000 Americans every year across the spectrum. You can go into states, that means thousands of deaths per state. 33,000 alone that they are claiming due to opioids. More than heroin. Well, maybe it includes heroin too, but it's much higher than that. Super Don, do you see this? The states are starting to take back control.
They are.
That they ceded to the federal government here.
And here's what we're seeing, and I think this is a good sign. Mm-hmm. Now you've got the states suing the drug companies because the FDA dropped the ball and didn't protect the people, and they're legalizing cannabis, which I think both are going to be a double hit to the drug companies.
Very, very true. Also, the FDA didn't protect the public. That's clear. The question is, when are the states and the people going to step it up and do what's happening with this opioid epidemic? So far, it's not all the states. It's just some of them. But it's going to give rise to a major league movement. We got a CBD cannabis update after the break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now, we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, rocking the hills world as we do. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on GCN and broadcast syndicated radio stations all across these United States and around the world on UK Health Radio and more. RobertScottBell.com. Notes are up. Thanks to Captain Morgan. We got Dr. Rashid Bitar waiting in the wings as we go advanced medicine a little later today. We'll talk some epigenetics as it relates to... Well, there's a lot. Gee, there's some interesting questions coming in, some pretty intense stuff. We talk about generational decline, 4 generations into this mess, and people go, oh, I don't know what's going on. Doctors go, I don't know what's happening. You know what's happening. You're corrupting the integrity of the human species by poisoning every human on the planet, much less the animals. It's not global warming, Al. It's global poisoning. If you'd have done that, like I told you to begin with, there had been a little bit less controversy. I'm just saying. Just saying. RobertScottBell.com, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. I was a little anxious earlier today, Super D. It was like, oh, man, I've got a show to do tonight. I'm nervous. No, you know that's not the case. Like, turn on the microphone, I'm there. But it was like I felt like a pileup, like of a number of calls I needed to make all at once, and then there were like super urgent questions coming through, different things coming out in the future. You know, one of the greatest things that causes stress is a fear of the future, even if it's not a fear of oh my gosh, it's going to go wrong. It's just oh my gosh, there's so much to do, right? And it can elevate your blood pressure. I mean, have you ever been anxious where your blood pressure has gone up and you felt it, Super D?
Oh, I raised 5 kids. Are you kidding me?
You know what I'm talking about, Dan. And you also know what time it is.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
So guess what I did? I went to my Plus CBD oil. Took some CBD, and within seconds for me, it's pretty quick. Takes the edge off. It's not a THC component that I'm engaging in. It's the CBD, and
I was out of that crisis. I may have been a little hungry too, Super D. I might have been hungry because it was, you know, long past dinner. I didn't eat much today, but I ate. I'm still feeling a little anxious. And I went, okay, here's some CBD. Boom, good, good to go. Well, turns out there was another study on CBD, cannabidiol. They wanted to see if it would reduce blood pressure in healthy volunteers. So, and I feel like I'd be a healthy volunteer because I don't have high blood pressure. I've got, if anything, on the lower end. You know, when they do the, what's your blood pressure, 120 over 80, mine's like, 117 over 60, 65. It, you know, so I'm doing fine there. Sometimes it's even, you know, if it's anything, it's on the lower scale, okay? And so I took, you know, a high dose of CBD. Actually, it wasn't that high, but for me, it was all right, and I felt it go down. What about, you know, beyond your anecdotal claims, Robert, right? Because, you know, we just make stuff up here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We don't tell you about real stuff on our stories and what happens to us, do we, Super D, all these years later?
No, not very often. No.
But, you know, this is the thing. Oh, that's just an anecdote. That's not real. Okay, well, let's go to the scientific realm. And we'll see about a study that was just published. What was this published in? JCI Insight. It's in PMB. It's in PubMed. All right. Abstract. We want to see if CBD could reduce blood pressure in humans. So they took 9 healthy male volunteers, and they were given 600 milligrams of CBD or placebo in a randomized placebo-controlled double-blind crossover study. And the cardiovascular parameters were monitored using a phenometer and laser Doppler. And the result, CBD reduced resting systolic blood pressure by 6 millimeters mercury, or significance of 5%. So basically, bottom line, their conclusion, the data shows that acute administration of CBD reduces resting blood pressure, and the blood pressure increased the stress in humans associated with increased heart rate. These hemodynamic changes should be considered for people taking CBD. Further research is required to establish whether CBD has a role in the treatment of cardiovascular disorders. So, now, the key here, Super Don, is the dose, isn't it? Because this is not a little dose. This is a major league dose.
This is 600 milligrams is what they used in this study.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, that may seem like a lot, but it's all in what context? You know, it's all about perspective, because if you can get a really high-quality, distilled source of CBD, 600 milligrams is not a big deal. And I think this is significant. Like you said, I mean, this is a randomized, placebo-controlled, double-blind crossover study. You can't dispute these results.
Right. Too bad they don't do this kind of thing for vaccines.
I know, right?
Right, exactly. But, hey, folks, again, it's dose-specific. You might need 3 milligrams. You might need 30. You might need 300. You might need 600. You got to find that out. The good news is at 600, nobody died. There were no adverse events at all. Check it out. CV Sciences plus CBDOil.com. RSB15 gets you 15% off.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Upcoming events in the show notes, as they always are. Go to robertscottbell.com. Click today's notes. You'll see them. Headlines, FDA horse racing, state supremacy, opioid crisis, finding homeopaths. I wonder what that's about. Lyme cures. CBD for HPB. HBP. Right? There we go. I'm reversing. I must have taken, I think I took too big a dose of CBD because I can't say
CBD.
Dr. Rasha Bitar, Advanced Medicine Monday, detoxing sedentary kids too. It's all there. And as you scroll down, you'll see a banner with an Eat Right, Be Right food and medicine, food as medicine, Curacao. You want to thrive? Come and join us. I'll be there. Food as Medicine, Curacao, September 17th through the 23rd. Man, you talk about a week-long heavenly holiday in the islands. It's outside of the hurricane zone, all organic. And man, oh, man, oh, man, sign up before the 30th of June, and you can get $300 off when you register.
If you wait until July 29th, you'll save only $200. So go ahead and sign up now. Even if you're not sure, no money's due until August 10th. So even if you're thinking about it, get in there and sign up. Click the banner and go there. The code is RB0700. It's there. There are other upcoming events I'll have you check out. But right now, I got to go to you, my humble, lovable listeners.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
This one's definitely not from anybody called the Thorough. This is like, what's the opposite of Thorough?
The Vague.
The Vague, yes. This is from Bridget the Vague. We bestowed that title on you, Bridget, until you come back with another question or a follow-up question, because I need you to do so. Here's Bridget's question, or Bridget. Where can we go to find a good homeopath near me? All right, there's two problems with this question. One is, who's we? Because it's just you, Bridget, signing this thing. And where's near you? I don't know. What am I going to do with this one, Super D? I want to help Bridget out. I do.
Well, and Bridget, if you're listening, you need to check your email, because I did email you earlier this morning when this came in, asking you, where are you? So we can try and help you out here, because, I mean, honestly, we don't even know if you're in the United States or not, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, it would be good to narrow it down. But I'm going to take a guess that maybe, Robert, there might be some place where we could send Bridget that, you know, or, you know, anybody who happens to be listening that might have kind of like a general list of people and areas, at least they could get them pointed in the right direction.
I got a third question, though. What kind of homeopath do you want? Regular or unleaded? Right? Because there's different kinds, right? Do you want a classically trained homeopath that's going to go for the similimum jugular, right? Just to find that constitutional remedy? Or you want a clinical homeopath that's going to work with the drainage principle first and foremost to clear the terrain, to work with your liver? And, you know, and I'm not saying one's better than the other. I'm just asking because you might gravitate toward one or the other. At this point, let's not split hairs from a dog or a cat, doesn't matter, or a horse. Let's just say a homeopath specifically, in general. I'm doing all kinds of weird stuff with the language tonight, Super D.
It's that CBD.
And specific, in general. How about asking your local health food store first and foremost? Because they're usually plugged into who are the holistic people? Does anybody know homeopathy? Now, it's still a question that's it's not an easy answer, Super D, although if we knew where she was, it would help a little bit. The problem is there aren't many homeopaths to go around anymore. I'm not saying we're an endangered species anymore. I think we're on the comeback, but very few and far between, or far and few between. Which way do I say that? Good challenge for me tonight. If you're in Canada, I found homeopaths in almost every health food store I went in. Naturopaths and homeopaths. It was crazy. It was awesome. If you go to, like, we have many naturopath friends that do homeopathy. They're not homeopaths per se, but they also know some homeopathy. And there are medical doctors that do homeopathy. They're not, well, I guess they're homeopaths too. They could be. Are they classically trained, clinically trained? I don't know. There's a National Center for Homeopathy is a great resource. There's a, you know, another thought is to reach out to the homeopathic manufacturers. You can reach out to King Bio, right? Go call up King Bio, 800-543-3245, and say, hey, I'm Bridget. You will give them information you didn't give me. You will say where you are, okay? And then they will say, it looks like we have a doctor that does this in your area. That's a great way to reach out and touch someone. Reach out and touch a homeopath. And there'll be more. I'll get more by the time Bridget gets back to us on that front. But homeopathy is a very specialized field, although it can be practiced, if you will, by other healthcare professionals that also study it. Or a homeopath could be a dedicated homeopath. So there's a lot of variables there, Bridget, and I want to get back to you as soon as you get back to us, okay? Super D, can I ride with that for tonight, or are people going to say it's a cop-out?
I think that'll do. That'll be for now.
All right, thank you. I don't know. You don't have bad genes, by the way. You know that?
You know, I've got a hole in my knee, but
right? There's a hole in my knee where the rain's coming in.
Jeans, right?
Can't to you? Stop my leg from bending, where we'll go. Oh my gosh, he's so silly. Stop it. Just stop it. A new well, here, let me get to the first one about this. Levi Quackenboss, remember? We've covered Levi.
How funny is it that somebody named Levi is talking about jeans, right?
It's perfect, isn't it? Great, what would we call it, a blog post? And it's about
he's a straight shooter. This is good stuff.
It's about epigenetics. And it talks about, that people will say, it's just my bad genes, that's why I'm fat. You have autism because your parents gave you bad genes. You got cancer because it runs in your family. It's all about bad genes. And Levi says it's a load of crap. And I say, you are right. Unfortunately, the crap is the crap that's not leaving your system, and that's why your genes are altering for the worse. And that crap has been passed down from generation to generation since the 20th century in particular, which is really doubled, quadrupled, and multiplied up on even things that happened prior during the Industrial Revolution when we started throwing pollutants up into the atmosphere like never before. And this causes what? Genetic shifts, epigenetic changes due to environmental insult and assault. Because there's no such thing as a genetic epidemic, because if you believe in evolution, it takes millions of years to make one simple shift that takes hold. So epigenetics is very nimble. It's very on your toes. It responds to the environment in real time. Read Bruce Lipton. Read about the biology of belief. And you'll begin to see that the environment determines genetic manifestation or expression. And what we're seeing now is generational declines. Now, homeopaths used to talk about, maybe they still do, talk about miasms, inherited predispositions that will manifest only when you're living a wrong lifestyle, right? There's some kind of assault that's occurring, some kind of emotional imbalance that has occurred that causes these predispositions to manifest that don't necessarily have to. So what can we do? Do we go in and genetically engineer things out of you, or do we simply alter your terrain, your environment, until your body figures out, oh, I no longer need that gene to be expressed in that way? And that's the big thing here. We've got four generations at least now, which is being argued in this blog post, and we have it linked up in the Robert Scott Bell Show notes today. Go to robertscottbell.com. And number one on the list is number one here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's all about the food. How long have I been talking about it matters what you put into your body? The concept of you are what you eat is not a trite concept. It's unfortunately paid lip service by those who should know better. The doctors who go into medical school to learn not about food, but about drugs, pharmaceutical intoxication and poisoning. And what we've seen is that with the diminishment of the vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals, the fear of the good fats, the overwhelming exposure to heavy metals that displace the minerals that are necessary for all manner of function, including genetic integrity, have destroyed one generation after the next to the point where we're walking basket cases, the wounded generation Y, which is the millennials, hammered since 1990 with a vaccine schedule ungodly. Never before in the history of man has this happened. At least in recorded history that we know of. And now people can't methylate. They can't detoxify. Because the nutrients aren't there to provide for the methyl groups to function. She goes right down to the one carbon bound to three hydrogen atoms. Remember, folks, this is why we talk about molecular hydrogen in water, H2O. If you can utilize electricity while we have access to it, and we do, you can split that and allow for H2 to be released, and that will manifest in a wonderful, positive, powerful way as you're drinking your water to enhance the efficiency of every mineral that you are now putting into your system to begin to methylate, to begin to detoxify better as well. Detoxification, the thing that the skeptics and some doctors still laugh at us to say, did you pee today? Yeah, then you detoxed. Really? That's it? The fact that I urinated, that means I detoxed? How do you know? What's the function of my liver? What's the function of my kidneys? Is my lymph static or is it moving? Right? These things are not considered. It's just a mere physical function that you went to the bathroom. Never mind the stuff that didn't come out because you're so dysfunctional because you don't have adequate selenium to produce metallothionines and glutathione. Not considered. And of course, they blame your genes. Go through this article. It's amazing. You'll see the generations up through the 90s, especially with these millennials and how they've been hammered and how it's amazing any of them get out alive. But a lot of them don't. They end up with autism spectrum disorders. You don't have bad genes. And by the way, if you want to alter your genetic expression for the better, take up yoga, meditate, contemplate. Quiet contemplative prayer can change your genes according to a new study. This was in Time, the CIA magazine. They're admitting some stuff here, Super Don. Somebody's going to have to shut them down. We can't have that kind of information getting out to the world at large.
It's weird and a little bit of a Twilight Zone thing going on there.
Mm-hmm. Published in the Frontiers in Immunology, British researchers analyzed the findings from 18 previously published studies involving a total of 846 people. Biological effects of meditation, yoga, breathing, Qigong, and Tai Chi. Together, the authors say the studies show that these mind-body exercises appear to suppress the expression of genes and genetic pathways that promote inflammation. Who would have thunk it? Who would have known? You alter your environment. You alter what you do. You alter your beliefs. It alters the manifestation of your own genes. Right within your own body, while you're still alive and breathing, hopefully, deeply, contemplatively, yogally, qigongly, tai chili. However you want to do it, do it. And you can alter the expression of your genes for the better, folks, and you don't need GMOs to do it. In fact, that would do the opposite. All right, let's go botanical on you. Can we go botanical on them next segment, Super D?
Let's do it.
We got a little bit of tree revenge.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you one of the 50 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I skip and jump. I like to press wildflowers. I put on women's clothing and hang around in bars.
He cuts down trees, he skips and jumps. He likes to press wildflowers. He puts on women's clothing and hangs around in bars.
I'm sorry. Well, this is such a Monty Python moment day today on the show. I just feeling a little giddy. I felt like I did a lot of CBD or something. So we're having a good time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. This guy was not having a good time, but he found a way to make it better. This is in Redondo Beach, California. Have you ever been to Redondo Beach?
I do not think I made it to Redondo Beach when I was in Southern California.
Okay, yeah, beach right there in L.A., and I think they have a pier. And I think this is where the original Mrs. Gucci's was. Correct me if I'm wrong, California listeners, talking about origination before the Whole Foods became a behemoth. Apparently the city council there, acting like the bullies that they are, they took this man's 30-year-old tree. A 30-year-old tree. This guy, what kind of tree was it, Super D?
It's a pepper tree.
A pepper tree. I don't know what kind of pepper tree is, but 30 years old. My jalapeno pepper bush is not that old, not even close. But apparently a 30-year-old pepper tree. They made him take it down. This is tragic. Honestly, the guy's a botanist. They didn't realize what they were. Yeah, an arborist?
Arborist.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, he takes trees. I mean, you know, if there's anybody who's going to take trees seriously, it's an arborist, yeah. Right? You know, he loved his tree. I mean, he'd had it for
30
a really
years.
Long
Come
time.
On.
And yeah. He even named it Clyde.
Clyde the pepper tree, Clyde 30 years old. Yeah. And the city council of Redondo Beach says, you got to kill it. It's just the roots are too big. You're going to have to kill it. And they made him do it. And they made him pay for it, too. He was not happy. Clyde was not happy. Clyde is now in tree heaven. But the arborist is not happy either. But he figured, what can I do to get back at these tree killers? They made me do this. And so, did he send them a message after he did this, by the way? Is that a message I'm reading that he sent to them?
Yeah, this is a letter that he sent to the mayor of Redondo Beach, Mayor Steve Aspel.
Yeah. He said, you killed my child, he said.
Yeah. Well, he's serious. You know, I mean, listen, he planted it, mm-hmm. and he's getting older in age. Mm-hmm. And when he planted it, he knew that when he planted it, it was something that would live beyond his lifetime, something that would be special to him, right?
Right.
And, I mean, he literally cared for this thing and drained the soil and gave it, just took care of it. So, yeah, he was not happy the fact that they killed his child, the Clyde the tree.
Yeah.
And so he decided to get back at them. And I just...
I'm impressed.
When
I'm impressed.
Read what he ended up doing here.
Listen to this. 2 years and 7 months ago, because he basically he wrote a letter to Mayor Steve Aspel. You kill my child, for this you will pay. You're thinking, oh my gosh, in this age of violence, what is he going to do, right? Well, no, there's no violent act here. He says, 2 years and 7 months ago, I secretly planted 45 California redwoods and 82 giant sequoias in various parks, yards, and state properties around your city. Today, each of their root systems will be at least 30 feet in diameter and deeply embedded in the soil. You may have noticed the trees growing in front of city council or that new one that sprouted up in your backyard. That's a giant sequoia, and its growth will begin accelerating rapidly in the coming months. You killed Clyde, but I have replaced him with over 100 living giants, and giant they will become. In a few years, they'll begin breaking heights of 100 to 300 feet and live well beyond 2,500 years. That's way longer ago than Jesus was born. To remove even one of them, Mayor, at this point will cost well over $1,500, and I'm stiffing you with the bill just like you did to me 3 years ago today. And he's very polite about it, Super. I have to acknowledge this guy. This arborist is very polite. He says, good day to you, sir. May your city be overrun by trees, and may Clyde rest in peace.
Don't mess with an arborist, man.
Yeah. You know what? I want an arborist on my side in a fight.
I am never going to forget this story. This is mm-hmm. a brilliant story. And I just got to share this thing. This is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Way to go, Mr. Arborist. I want you in my corner if we ever have to take on the tree killers. Okay? I'm with you. Even Redondo Beach. We're going to be near there for Liam Sheff's memorial in a couple of weeks, July the 7th, a Friday, 10 a.m. to noon. Let Joni Abbott know if you're in L.A. and you want to attend. There's a limited space, and she needs to give him the number. All right, folks, we're going to be back after a little break. I'm going to go out to the garden. Yes, I am. And I'll be back with Dr. Bitar for some advanced medicine because the power to heal and plant trees is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.